Shalom to all. Today's office is Rosh Hashanah Bikurim Daf Chav Gimel, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud and the Vilna Sefer Daf. It's on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, about halfway in between the Gemara of Halacha Gimel and the end of the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. El Mishat Zelafi Kavod and Chasin, based off of the Kavod of those coming in with their Bikurim, that's what their welcoming committee would be. So the Gemara asks, V'chiyash Katan V'Gadol B'Yisrael. That's proper Girsa. Could we judge who's small or big among Am Yisrael? Everyone's great. Everyone's wonderful. We can't say that person's more chashiv than the other. So what does the Mishnah mean? Elokin Masisin, rather, this is what the Mishnah is saying, but Uchlasin. It has to do with how many people are coming in. Lefi Raivin Uchlasim, Hayu Yaitzin. Based off of how many people are coming in with Bikurim, that's how many people would be greeting them. And the Mishnah said, Kopalayo Minish of Yushalayim, Hayu Aimdim Vachulu, all the craftsmen of Yushalayim would close up their shops and stand there greeting the people who brought their Bikurim. Ask the Gemara, Volikin Tani, didn't we learn elsewhere? Takum Vadarta, and this is the Chiv to stand up for a Talmud Chacham and an elder. And what do we learn from here? Makima Shein Bachasar and Kis, Af Hidur Shein Bachasar and Kis. Just like standing for Zakin, one is only chayav to do so when he's not going to lose money. So too, showing kavod, one is only chayav to do so when he's not going to lose money. And over here, the craftsmen, the store owners, are going to lose money if they stop to welcome all the people bring their bikurim. So when it's a shiny yacha, this case is different. She achas lakitzim. It's every once in a while. It's really once a year. People are bringing their bikurim, and therefore for this one time special occasion, the craftsmen and the store owners would stop and greet all the people bringing their bikurim. Now on this, Rabbi Yisrael Bon says, "B'shem Rav Chana Bar Chia, Bayur A Kama Gadol Kaychan Shal Oisim Mitzvahs. Come and see the kayach of those who do mitzvahs. Shem Bnei Zaken Ein Oimdin. Craftsman, a store owner, doesn't have to stand up in front of old person passing by because he's in the middle of doing work, he's going to lose money. But in front of people who are doing a mitzvah, they're bringing bikurim, one does have to stand. And Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon, Ilan de Kamim min Kumay Misa, those who stand up in front of a mace when a coffin is being brought, it's Levaya. Lemin Kumay Misa, Inun Kamim Loin, they're not standing up because of the dead person. Elemin Kumay Ilan de Gemalin Le Chesed, they're standing up in front of the people who are doing Gemilas Chasadim, the ones who are part of the Levaya, they're doing a mitzvah, so that's why the other people are standing up for them, but not for the mace. Now the Gemara gets into the whole discussion of standing up for elderly people. Ad kam adam sarachlam b'nei zaken. What's the requirement? How many times a day does a person have to stand up for a zaken? So Shem Rabba says b'shem Rabbi Yechanon, pamayim b'yayim twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening. Rabbi Lazar Amar, he says, pamachas b'yayim, only once a day when the zaken comes in. As we're holding a second, like Tani, don't we have a brass that tells us, Rabbi Shem Rabba Lazar says, minayim zaken shalei atriyach, how do we know that a zaken, an elder, has to make sure not to be matriyach, not to bother other people to stand up for him? Tamalim, because the pasuk says, zaken v'yoreisim lekecha ani Hashem. Now in the simple reading of the pasuk, zaken really goes with the earlier part of it, and v'yoreisim lekecha ani Hashem is just a continuation, but the drasha is zaken v'yoreisim lekecha, a zaken has to fear Hashem and not bother other people to make them stand up for him. So all that to Rabbi Yechanan Nicha. According to Rabbi Yechanan, the one stands up for zaken twice a day, this pasuk makes sense. The pasuk is addressing the zaken, telling him, make sure not to matriach people, and so you should do your best to ensure that they only stand up for you once a day, not twice a day. Whereas all that to Rabbi Lazar loyakum kol ikar, does this mean according to Rabbi Lazar, the pasuk's telling the zaken that he should do his best to make sure that people don't stand up for him at all? Because Rabbi Lazar said that our chiv to stand up for elders is only once a day, which means that the pasuk would be telling him, don't be matriach people, meaning don't have them stand up for you at all. How does that make sense? So Rav Yaakov Ra'acha says b'shem Rav Lazar that no, the pasuk is saying as follows, d'lo yecham yisiyata d'sabin, an elderly person shouldn't see a whole group of other elders v'aver kumehain and go in front of them, begin to kumun loin min kumai, so they should stand up for him. He should go around them so they don't see him. And that's what the pasuk is telling us. The Gemara continues, k'shem shen chalken kan, just like we have this machlokes, Rav Yaakov and Rav Lazar over here, kachin chalken v'she'el ha-shalom, they have the same machlokes in regards to saying shalom aleichem to one's Rebbe. Rav Yaakov says that one says shalom aleichem when he sees him, and when he departs from him as well, he gives him a shalom. Whereas according to Rav Lazar, a person only says shalom to his Rebbe once. And we continue discussing standing up for elders. Rav Chizkiya quotes Rav Chanina Bered Rav Avo, who says b'shem Rav Duma Dimin Chayfa, l'zaken arba amos. A person only has to stand up for a zaken when it comes within dalad amos, four amos of him. Avar, once the zaken passes four amos, yasha loy, so the fellow could sit down. However, kain gadol, according to some gersayos, it's nasi mishu ro'ehu, one has to stand up from when he could see him. So if he could see him down the block and the guy's 100 amos away, he has to stand up already. And when is he allowed to sit? Va'ad shu nichsam menu, only once he's covered from him, meaning once he goes out of eyesight again, only then the person's allowed to sit. My time, where does this come from? And that's because the pasuk tells us, v'hayekatzeitz Moshe al ayel, it was when Moshe Rabbeinu went to go to the ayel, this ayel ma'ed, yakumu kol am v'gaymer, the entire nation would stand and they would watch him until he got into the ayel ma'ed. So we see that they stood from when they saw him until when they didn't see him anymore. Now once we mentioned Moshe Rabbeinu going into the ayel ma'ed, the Gemara just tells us, chain on my ryan, there's a machlekes on my ryan, charam l'shel, charam l'gnai. One says that the people standing up watching him did so in a praiseworthy manner, and the other one says that the people standing up watching Moshe did so in a derogatory manner. Manda Amar l'shavach, the one that says that they did so in a praiseworthy manner. What would they say? Mech mi tzadiko mezaki, that we should see a tzadik, and that's a great merit for us. And Manda Amar l'gnai, the one that says that they did this in a derogatory manner, what would the people say as they watch Moshe Rabbeinu? Chazi shaki, see his thighs. Chazi karen, see his legs. Achamin yudai, shasmin yudai. He eats from yedin and drinks from yedin. Kol medelei min yudai. way, everything that Moshe Rabbeinu has is just taken from other Yadin. And that's obviously very negative and derogatory, and it's also not true, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't take anything from the Yadin. Now, his next lines are subject of a big discussion, what exactly they're doing here. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, Aron, Panav Klapei Am, the Aron and Ashol is facing the nation, Vakaihanim Klapei Am, and the Kaihanim, when they do Berchus Kaihanim, they're facing the nation, Vyisrael Pneim Klapei Kodesh, and the Yidin and the Shol, they're facing the Kodesh, which is the Aron. Back discussing standing up for elders, Amar Blazer, Blazer says, Eina Torah Emedes Mei Bina. Torah doesn't have to stand up for its son. And this is referring to people who are sitting and learning Torah, so when an elder walks by, they don't have to stand up for him, because they're considered like Torah themselves, and the elder passing by is, so to speak, the son of Torah, and so Torah doesn't have to stand up for its son. Chav Gimel Amar, based on top of the Gemara continues, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Ein Oyin Bnei Chaver, one does not have to stand up in front of a Chaver, which has a varying range of understandings, depending in what context is being used. Over here, Chaver more or less means a very chash of a person, but not necessarily that he's a very big Talmud Chacham or an elder that one is chayv to stand up for him. That's what Shmuel says. You don't have to stand up in front of a chaver. Now we have a story. Rav Hila and Rav Yaakov Ar-Idi, Havan Yasivin, they were sitting and learning. Over Shmuel Rabba, Shmuel Rabba was passing. Vakamulayn min Kumai, and they stood up in front of him. Amar Loin, so he told them, Tarti Gabchain, I have two against you, meaning I have two reasons why you shouldn't have stood. Chada Sheini Zakain. First of all, Mar Zakain. Chada, and second of all, Sheina Tari Medes Bnei Bina, Tari doesn't stand in front of its son, and you were learning, so you shouldn't have stood up for me. Then when it continues on Rav Zair tells us, Rav Acha, Mafsik Vakayim, Rav Acha would stop learning and stand up for his Zakain. Where did he get this from? Du Chashash Kadein Tanaya, he was worried for the following Braisa, the Tani that tells us, Kaisvei Svarim Tefillin and Mezuzis, a cipher who's writing Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzis, Mafsikin Kriya Shema, Vein Mafsikin Latfila, they have to stop what they're doing in order to say Kriya Shema, but not in order to Daven Shemana Esrei. Words of Chananya ben Akavya Aymer, Kashem Shema Mafsikin Kriya Shema, the same way they have to stop to say Kriya Shema, Kach Mafsikin Latfila Latfillin, they also have to stop for Daven Shemana Esrei and for putting on Tefillin, Ulashar Mitzvah Seh Shal Torah, and for all other mitzvahs as well. And so Rav Acha learned from here that even if a Talmud Chacham was learning Torah, he would have to stand up for his Zakein. We continue with another story. Chizki the son of Rebbe, Minda Havaloy by Raisa Kol Tzorche, once he invested himself 100% into his learning and he was totally spent, he had no more koyach to learn, Hava Azal V'yasev Lei Kumi Beizvada, he would get up and go in front of the Beis Medrash, begin Mechami Sabin, so that he could see elderly people who make him Lemin Kumehoin and stand up in front of them, and that way he would at least get a mitzvah, even though he can't learn. Another story, Yehud Bar Chia, Hava Yalef Salik V'shol B'shlame Drav Yane Chamua Me'erv Shabbos Tarev Shabbos, his custom was that he would go say Shalom Aleichem to his father-in-law Rav Yanai every single Erev Shabbos. Now in anticipation for this visit, Rabbi Yosef Le Alatar Tali, Rabbi Yane would go and sit on a very high place, begin Mechmine, so that he was able to see his son-in-law Yehuda ben Chia from afar, who make him Lemin Kumai, and then he would stand up in front of him. Amalei Talmidai, Rabbi Yane's Talmidim asked him, Loiken Alfen Rebbe, didn't you teach us that Lezaken Arba Amos won't only ask to stand up for Zaken or for Talmud Chacham when he comes within four Amos of you? So Amalei, he told them, Ein Yeshivil Vnei Sinai, there's no such thing as sitting in front of Sinai. Yehuda bar Chia, my son-in-law, is such a fantastic Talmud Chacham, he's considered like Sinai, and therefore I can't sit in front of him at all, and this Arba Amos rule doesn't apply to him. Now, once we're talking about this Yehuda bar Chia visiting his father-in-law Rabbi Yanai, we have another story. Chadzman, one time, Ani Masek, he was late in coming, and Amar Rabbi Yanai said to himself, Less Ifshur do Yehuda Bari Mishani Minhage. It's not possible that he changed his minig that he's not going to visit me. Amar then he continued telling himself, Less Ifshur Deloy Gin Yusurin Bahu Gufa Tzadika. It's also not possible that Yusurin, afflictions, difficulties, challenges come onto the body of that tzaddik, and so that can't be the reason why he didn't come. Why is it that he didn't come then? Mistabra, it seems to be, She'elon Yehuda Berebi, that we don't have Yehuda Berebi, meaning that my son-in-law died. Now the Gemara over here ends a story like this. The Gemara in Bavli tells us, V'hoya kishkag ha'yotzim pi ha'shalit, this thing that Rabbi Yanai said is like when a ruler slips something by accident and doesn't even necessarily think what he's saying, but they carry that out because he's the ruler. So too, when a tzaddik says something, Hashem will carry it out, and here Rabbi Yanai expressed, it must be Rabbi Yehuda Berebi died, and that's actually what happened afterwards, Yehuda Berebi died. Continuing to discuss standing for elderly people, Rav Meir, Chami afilu sav am aretz, will make him lemin kumai. When Rav Meir would see an elder, even if he was an am aretz, he would stand up in front of him. V'amar, he explains as follows, Loi magon marach yomim. It's not for nothing that he's an elder, that he has long days, and it must be that he has something very special about him. Maybe they did some mitzvahs or something like that, and that's why we should stand up in front of him as well, even though he's not a talmud chacham. And Rav Chanina, machi man deloy kai mikumai, he would give malchus to somebody who wouldn't stand up in front of him. V'hava amar le, he would tell him, Ki be'isa mevatal dairaisa, do you want to be mevatal mitzvah dairaisa of not standing up for a talmud chacham? And that's why he'd give him malchus. And Omar Zinu, Rav Zimun tells us, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu Hashem says, Mipnei Sevatakum, Vadarta Pnei Zakein, V'yoreisa Melekecha, Ani Hashem. Now we're supposed to understand the end of the pasuk that tells us, V'yoreisa Melekecha, in regards to the beginning of the pasuk that says you have to stand for an elder. It's Hashem telling us, Ani Hu Shekiyamti Amida Zakein Tchila, I'm the one that stood for an elderly person first. We know that when the three Malachim came to visit Avram Avinu, it says that he was sitting and Hashem was standing in front of him. So we see Hashem stood in front of an elder first, so we have to be very careful with standing in front of elders. The Gemara continues, Kshanasi Nichnas, when the Nasi comes into the base medrash, Kala Amma Aim Din Mipanav, everyone has to stand in front of him. No one's allowed to sit down until he tells them they could sit down. When the Avbezin comes in, they make rows for him. If he wants to go by this row, he could do that. If he wants to go by the other row, he could do that. Whereas Chacham Shenechnas, when Chacham goes in, it doesn't have to be that everyone stands or even a whole row. One stands, one sits, one stands, one sits. Until he gets to his place. In other words, when the Chacham gets into the Beis Medrash, the person whom he is passing by has to stand up. But then once he passes him, that person sits down and the next guy stands up. This is the original wave, if you will. So you have people constantly standing, then sitting, and that's all that has to be done for a Chacham. However, and we have a story about this, Rav Meir, when Rav Meir would go up to the Beis Vada, to the Beis Medrash, everyone would see him, and they would stand up in front of him. And that means everyone would stand up together. When they heard this braisa, that when a Chacham comes in, only one person has to stand as the Chacham's passing by him, but then he could sit down. So they wanted to do this for Rav Meir, and they actually did. They stopped standing together, and they just did one-one. And Kos, he got angry enough, and he left the Beis Medrash. Amrulayni explained to them, Shamati, I heard, Shamalan Bakadish Vlamaridin. We only go up in Kedusha, not down. And you already were on a very high level of Kedusha that everyone stood when I came in, so you can't lower that level of Kedusha by just having one person stand and then sit down as I pass by. And continue to discuss with a different topic, Ribza'era, Havin Bam Mamnise, Veloy Bay Makaba Aloy. They wanted to appoint him as the Chacham, as the leader, and he didn't want to accept it upon himself. However, Kachamahan Tanayatani, when he heard the following brass, taught, Chacham Chasan Nasi, Gedayla Mechaperes, that when a person is appointed as a Chacham, or he becomes a Chasan, he's getting married, or he becomes appointed as a Nasi, this greatness that he was just elevated to is Mechaper all of his Averis, so Kabbalah Aloy Mamnise accepted upon himself this appointment. Now we just find the source for this. Chacham, how do we know this? Well, because the Pasuk tells us, Mbnei Seva Takum, Vahadar Tepnei Zakein, so we see the Pasuk is referring to standing up for a Chacham. That's when the Pasuk says Seva. And Maxi Basre, what does it say right afterwards? There's a ger living among you, you're not allowed to afflict him. What do we learn from the proximity of these two psokim? Maha ger, just like a ger, when he converts, he becomes a yid, all of his sins are forgiven because he's like a brand new baby who has no sins. Av chacham shenismana, so to a chacham who's appointed to this position of being the chacham, the leader, they forgive him for all of his sins. Chasan, how do we know that a groom, a chasan, a guy who gets married, he's forgiven for all of his sins? Well, that's because the pasuk tells us, vayelech Esav al Yishmael, Esav went to Yishmael, vayikachas machlas bas Yishmael, and married machlas, the daughter of Yishmael. The question is, v'chi machlas Shmuel, was her name machlas? V'aloi basmas Shmuel, her name was basmas. Why are we calling her machlas? Ella, it must be, shenimchu loy kol v'noisav, that Esav as a chasan got all of his sins forgiven. And nasi, how do we know that a person is appointed as a nasi, his sins are forgiven? That's because the pasuk tells us, ben shana shol b'malchai, Shol was a king for a year. Now the literal understanding is that he was 1 year old as a king. So the question is, v'chi ben shana haya, was he really 1 year old? No. Ella, rather, must be it's telling us, shenimchu loy kol v'noisav, that all of his sins were forgiven, ketinek ben shana, like a child who's 1 year old that doesn't have any sins. Now, once we're talking about being pointed as a Rav or as a leader, the Gemara now tells us, Rav Mana Mekel Ilain Dimismanye Bekesef, Rav Mana would deride, he would make fun of those who were appointed through money. When a person paid off the government to be appointed to a chashe position, he'd make fun of those people. And Rav Imi, Kara Alehoin, Rav Imi would say the following pasuk about them, Elehei Chasev, Elehei Zav, Loi Sasu Lechem, don't make gods of gold and silver for yourself. And over here, it's like they made a god of gold and silver by paying money to have them appointed as a leader. Chavdal Haman Alpha on top, Rav Yeshe, he tells us, the talis sha'alav kimerdas shal chamar, the talis that he's wearing, the chashva cloak of the Rav that he gets to wear because now he's appointed as a leader, it's like a sow cloth of a donkey, it's not considered like anything. And Rav Shain tells us the same thing, zeshu mismani bekesef, this guy who's appointed only because he paid money, ain avdim panav, one doesn't stand in front of him, the incarnate Rebbe, one doesn't call him Rebbe, v'talis sha'alav, and the talis that he wears, the chashva garment that he's the Rav, that he's the leader, that's just kimerdas shal chamar, like the sow cloth of a donkey, and it's nothing. And a story about this, Reb Ze'er of Achad min Rabbanon, Reb Ze'er and one of the other Rabbanim were sitting, and Avar Chad min Ilein Dimismani B'chasef, a guy was passing by who was appointed through money that he paid. So Amar Yasei Dimin Rabbanon Reb Ze'era, this other Rav who was sitting with Reb Ze'era, told him, Navet Nafshan Tanaye, let's make ourselves as if we're learning, V'loi Nekim Loin Mekumai, and that way we won't have to stand up in front of him. If they made it blatantly obvious that they weren't standing up in front of him, that could have been dangerous, because it's a lack of covet to the government who appointed him. Therefore he said, let's pretend that we're learning, and so we don't see him, and that way we don't have to stand up. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss proper leaders. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.